All right, episode 101, Rob.
101, like what the freeway, like the freeway.
Yeah, you know what the 101 is called?
What's that?
It's called the Bayshore.
The Bayshore.
Yeah, okay. Nobody ever called it. Growing up, nobody called it the 101. It was always called the Bayshore.
I like the 101.
So you have the 101. Cool. You got 280, which is actually arguably a better, prettier highway. 280 is a beautiful highway.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no advertising along this one stretch from San Francisco down. 280's legit. So, but the Bayshore, man, 101. Yeah.
101.
Cool. All right. Episode. Is it 101 or is it 101?
It's 101.
It's 101. Right?
101.
Yeah. All right. 101.
Unless you're talking about Dalmatians.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Yeah, sound machines. All right. Emergency podcast is what happened.
Now, I got a name for it already.
Oh, hit me with a name.
A Tale of Two Johnsons.
I love it. All right. Of course, we're going to talk about Johnson & Johnson.
That's right.
The logo rebrand. Shout out to my cousin Sally, by the way, for bringing this to my attention. And she listens to the pod.
Way to go, Sally.
I know. Sally coming in hot with a text the other day. What do you think of the J&J rebrand? You know, and I was like, ooh, let's take a peek, you know? Sometimes in the middle of the day, head down, you miss the PR, you know, the press release about what's going on, right? So J&J, Johnson & Johnson, the famous, old, established, trusty, dusty, you know, 120 some odd year old, medical company, right?
And truth be told, I found out about this rebrand 90 seconds ago.
I know. That's what makes this podcast fun.
So this is true, unfiltered, off the cuff.
Absolutely.
Read and react, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Which I think is good. I think it'll make for...
I guess we'll see.
It'll make for great radio.
I guess we'll see.
All right. So Johnson & Johnson, we all, anybody of any age knows what that logo looks like, right? And I don't have the press release pulled up in front of me. You may have the press release pulled up in front of you, right? But 120 some odd, whatever, you know. Most recently in the news, I think, unfortunately, probably for getting in some lawsuit issues for asbestos and some of the baby talcum powder and all, you know. But J&J, they got Band-Aid, they got Q-tips, they got the, obviously the most famous, like, baby shampoo. They
no
got
tears.
No tears. Yeah, the yellow bottle, right? We all used it as kids, and then we all used it on our kids.
Right. Yeah?
So Johnson, I mean, been around forever. I mean, they do too many things to list, right? They've got the classic red, signature-esque script logo, right? And they rebranded to this very modern, very sans serif looking typeface, right? With a pretty cool ampersand. I'll shout out to the ampersand. Looks pretty bitchin'. You know what I mean? But part of the rationale in the rebrand, or part of what they put out in the public, is that cursive script is not taught in schools anymore. So anybody under the age of 30, right, may not be able to read our logo. Right. Now, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the reasons for the rebrand.
But in a world of texting and emojis and all this stuff, you know, like kids aren't taught cursive anymore. I feel like my oldest was taught cursive, but the next two have not, right? So yeah, cursive is on the way out. I mean, we don't write cursive anymore.
Yeah, we don't write cursive anymore.
I agree with that. Does that mean nobody could read the Johnson & Johnson logo? Like, I have a hard time believing that.
It begs a bigger question.
Yeah.
Do you need to read Johnson & Johnson? Like, isn't the visual identity enough?
Yeah.
And so entrenched in, the world.
The lexicon of the world?
Yeah, the lexicon that you just recognize the mark.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, that's a script typeface. That's a cursive-y looking.
Yeah, my first impression when I look at
it
is, I go, number one, my very first thought was, it looks like a font defaulted.
We're not off to a good start then. That's a bad way to start.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it looks like a default. It just looks like it defaulted.
Yeah.
I don't have that font in my, I don't have
clunk,
the font.
Clunk, rah, yeah. Rah, rah. Yeah. So, Adobe Acrobat just freaked out, you know?
And I hope the rebranding firm isn't listening to this podcast, because I don't think I'm going to say very nice things.
If it's J&J, they're probably taking their millions and they're moving along.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So there's probably a 60-page deck somewhere explaining how amazing this is.
So that's the first thing I noticed. Yeah. It looks to me like a default font. But then I noticed soon after that, they totally pumped up the ampersand.
The ampersand
before was not even really an ampersand. It was just a squiggle.
Yeah.
We call it a squiggle.
Which I'm okay with. Yeah.
Which I'm totally okay with. So now they bumped up the ampersand, and
You kind of see a little bit of a heart maybe in the ampersand. I mean, they've connected it very bizarrely. So I don't know, but maybe I'm reading into things there. But
I see what you want to see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the ampersand, you know, as a mark is kind of cool.
Sure.
Independent of of the entire mark. But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, to me, it's like the old logo had so much character.
Character
to it.
Is the word I've been waiting for you to say.
Yeah, and it just looks like it's now just devoid of
totally
much
devoid
character.
Of character. Yeah, yeah.
And when you think about character, to me, it's a little cold. It's a little
sterile. Yeah,
right.
Very sterile.
And I guess sterile you could think of as being positive when it comes to shampoos and personal hygiene products. That could be a good thing.
Sure, sure.
But the Johnson & Johnson brand, when it comes to personal hygiene products, shampoos and things, it's a very nurturing brand.
Yeah.
It's all about parents and no tears and your babies
warmth.
And things and warmth.
Yeah. Like,
so in
like,
this case,
don't worry about it. We've got you covered. We've been doing this for 100 years. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, welcome, like, you know, in a time of trauma, like, we got your back. Band-Aid. Put it on your boo-boo, you know, that type of thing.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, and what's weird too, to me, is in thinking about legibility, Johnson & Johnson, for me, like, visually, the old logo, like, I didn't even really read Johnson & Johnson anymore. It's just a mark.
Yeah.
And you recognize the mark and it's trusted. Now you read Johnson & Johnson very clearly and it's
boring.
And it kind of, I don't know. It just seems weird all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. So my initial reaction was, wow, they skipped a step, right? I mean, that's my initial feedback was, okay, we went from call it an illegible script or a signature or whatever, right? I mean, nobody writes, I've said Ford a million times on this podcast, but nobody writes F's like the F in the Ford logo. It just doesn't exist anymore, right?
Right.
Now they don't, you know, I mean, they use that as hood ornaments, but they also type out Ford in a million different typefaces.
Right.
Right. So it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Legibility aside, it has character, it has script, it's got motion, it's got thick, thin, it's got a little bit of a brush quality to it, right? Whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like they jumped over the middle step to antiseptic sterileness, which is where we are now, of like, they could have used an italic typeface, they could have used a brush typeface, a script typeface. I'm not saying they needed to do that by any stretch, right? But it feels like, oh, you still could have had some character, and not whimsy, that's not the right word, right? But some interesting expression or typographic expression in the letter forms versus where we are now, which is like, oh, I just typed out a default typeface is what it kind of feels like.
That's exactly what it feels like.
And there's this weird shifting gears really quick. There's this – that exact same trend has really happened with luxury brands. Right. A lot of luxury brands which had very traditionally terrible logos, but full of character, like the Coach and, Saint Laurent and all the different, like, Balenciaga, like all these, you know, there's a whole bunch of them, right, that have now gone all tracked out,
Dior
mono space, like lowercase or all caps, like just devoid of character, right? There's all these, you know, like Ralph Lauren had a weird, freaky looking thing, you know, and now it's all boring. Like, everyone has trended to this modern sans serif boring. And now it's like, this is just kind of doing the same thing.
It's bizarre too. Then if you think about the typeface, I mean, it went from there is not a single right angle or any edge anywhere on any letter to now it's like, oh,
it's cold.
Every single letter has a hard angle, like a hard edge to it.
There's no softness to it.
No.
Yeah. It doesn't scream no more tears, you know? It does scream medical.
It screams medicinal.
Yeah, it screams I'm in the hospital and I supply hospitals with billions of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah, it definitely screams medicinal.
But it doesn't feel very like consumer. It doesn't feel like that's in a tube that you squirt on your cut. You know what I mean?
Right.
I call it Neosporin. I mean, I know Neosporin's not their thing.
No,
but it doesn't feel soft and home healthcare, if that makes sense.
I wonder what
they kept the red though. Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say they kept the red.
Yeah. Which, if anything, red is such a taboo place to play in for you know, healthcare, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is sanguine. It is the color of our blood, right? And most people stay away from it. You got the Red Cross.
Worse
and you got
the
J&J.
Red Cross. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, there really aren't any other healthcare brands that really lean into the red, right? So I think it's cool they kept the red.
I think it's cool they honored the red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that would have been insane if they went like salmon with it. You know what I mean? Or some electric green or purple. Yeah, it would have been very, very bizarre.
I wonder what else they say in the press release about the why, the justification.
I don't have it in front of me, so.
You know.
But I mean, it's really just, you know, hey, it's been, or, you know, it's never really changed in 126 years. And so, hey, it's time to update.
Yeah, you used to have all these, like, I mean, to your point, like, the luxury brands and everybody else, logos and used to be ornate.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
Now they're boring, stupid, lame. No, I'm kidding. But they did. They used to be ornate and a little more free-flowing and organic. And now you're right. There's this trend to just...
It's like the brief is, if it doesn't fit in an avatar circle, 500-pixel circle for your Facebook account, it's like it's not successful anymore, which I call BS on that. But I'll be very curious to see how this is rolled out in regards to like a J&J ligature and other utilizations of it.
Yeah, right? And then they did leave the same structure, and that it's the nice horizontal two name. They didn't stack it. They didn't do anything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They changed was the typeface.
Well, I think also, too, it seems like, and I might be reading a little bit of tea leaves here, but it seems like they want to go a little bit more Procter & Gamble with it, where it's really more on the back of the Crest toothpaste, and you don't even really notice it, and who cares? It's like the Unilever, right, versus leading with it. Like, I'm pretty certain we're going to see, boxes of Q-tips that you don't even see a J&J logo really on there at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might be down there in the legal mouse type on the back, or like, you know, you're going to have Band-Aid. They're going to lead with the brand and they're not going to lead with J&J anymore. And I don't know why that would be. But you know, brand hierarchy, or maybe it has to do with the lawsuits. I mean, I have no idea. So.
Yeah. And, also too, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, we've talked about it before, but we've seen backlash. We've seen rebrand backlash, the Gap and some of the other ones that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if this one.
Well, but does J&J have a following that's going to freak out about their, you know, I don't,
no.
Unlike the Gap or like Abercrombie, you know, that's like personal expression. Like I'm wearing this stuff out loud and proud out in the ether.
Yes, it is a fashion.
Band-Aids, like, yeah. Is it clear? Is it colored? Is there a pattern on there? Who cares? Like just cover up my wound so I stop banging my busted finger, you know, that type of thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't foresee it being, honestly, that big of a deal from a consumer perspective.
So here's a little bit of interesting insight.
Yeah.
I just pulled up.
The release.
I'm on J&J's site, actually. Okay. And one of the things they say right on the homepage, as a part of our company's evolution, we're updating our branding and uniting our innovative medicine and med tech businesses under the Johnson & Johnson name.
Okay.
To demonstrate our collective power in healthcare.
Yeah.
So I think to your point, they're going...
It's blending.
Medical, yeah. medical.
Well, it's blending B2B and B2C just kind of all together.
Such thing as B2B.
Which
we'll talk about
foreshadowing
that
another episode. I wasn't sure if you're going to take that bait or not.
Yeah.
You took it.
I took
Fish
it.
Fish on.
I took it and ran with
Fish
it.
Fish on, baby.
Swallowed it like
I got a bonefish on here.
Black culprit worm.
Oh, my Lord. That sounds probably dirtier than it really is.
It's not. It's a plastic,
It's a plastic lure. Got it.
But
Yeah, so it's okay. So we're leaning into just the whole homogenized healthcare.
We're going healthcare.
Yeah,
we're going medical. We're going healthcare. Our refreshed identity reflects boldness that conveys our ability to tackle the world's toughest health challenges.
Oh yeah,
while staying true to our heritage of care and humanity.
I don't agree with that. That's my first impression on that. Like the logo is not bold, as by your initial impression, right?
No. I mean, it is a
but it does go
in healthcare and it does go medicinal.
It does lean into
stealth care.
Yeah,
stealth care.
Stealth care.
What is that?
That sounds cool.
That's how I take care of my bomber.
Yeah. Stealth care. I feel like we need to do.
I know
something
we need to do
that.
Something about.
I'm gonna write that down.
Write it down.
I'm gonna
stealth
write that down.
Care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think from so
yeah,
when
it's
you
press
when,
release malarkey. I mean, I get it. It was hey, we're gonna dump the illegible script. We're gonna lean into health. I mean, mission accomplished.
I mean,
they did what they're saying they're doing. I don't know that it's bold and this and that and whatever
no,
else.
But if they're, I mean, look
but
at
it's
the,
also what you do with it.
Look at the visuals on their homepage now.
Yeah.
It's all images of surgeries and medicine. And so they're absolutely going that way. So when you hear the business justification for doing what they did, okay. I understand that.
Yeah.
When you take it from a purely aesthetic point of view, I don't like where
Well, it's boring.
And it's just boring.
It's a boring personality.
It just feels super safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
And they can be safe. I mean, yeah. No one's going to, to your point, no one's going to flip out.
Yeah. But nobody, like, and again, I've used this before. This thing, it's fun, so funny because I always use J&J as an example explaining branding to people and things like that, right? You don't buy J&J. I mean, you don't buy that. You buy Q-tips, you buy Band-Aids,
yeah.
You know, you buy the other, you know. So, I mean, from a consumer perspective, when you go to CVS, you're still going to have, you know, all of your consumer brands. I mean, you're still going to have all your stuff. It's just going to be endorsed by Johnson & Johnson on the back, right? And then, yeah, they're leaning into sales and whatever else from a hospital procurement perspective and things like that. So, but, you know, I like, you know, I mean, I like being a little left of center, a little right of center, and being a little quirky and standing out a little bit, you know, and not necessarily just homogenized right in the middle with everybody else. And that's kind of feels like what they've done.
Something tells me the J&J board does not agree with
No.
It, you know, this to me seems like, who knows, but probably a prime example of committee.
Oh, designed committee, by committee?
Selected, for sure. Designed by committee.
For sure.
Okay, Paul, we won't change the color.
Yeah, there were three.
Susan, we're going to, fine, we'll go with this type. Like, I mean, you can see how there were a lot of people involved. Oh, man,
we've been enough of those meetings where there's 16 people in there and all they care about is what does it look like on my polo?
Right.
You know?
Right.
How, what does it look like on my golf shirt or my quarter zip?
Yeah.
You know, is it going to embroider? Okay. You know, I mean, and hey, embroidery samples isn't important.
Generally speaking, the more people involved in the decision,
the worse,
the more conservative.
Sure.
Take that however you want.
Sure.
The more conservative the end result is.
Yeah, agreed.
The less risky, the more safe. No one's going to lose their job.
Yeah.
No one's everybody's good.
I mean, agreed. Agreed.
And we all like that.
But it's, you know, I don't know how to say this eloquently, but there's, you know, like if you were starting Coca-Cola today, would you use that logo for Coca-Cola? Probably not, right?
I mean, absolutely not.
Right? I mean, but what makes it cool is the legacy, the heritage,
the
fact that it came from how it came from, you know, and, you know, so these old fashioned brands that have been around for 100 years, Ivory Soap, you know, like, you know, these old weird quirky brands that have these strange logos for, I mean, just stuff, you know, like that's what makes it cool. That's what keeps it Americana or whatever, however you want to categorize it. And then when you just kind of modernize it and homogenize, like I know I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but like it just kind of becomes devoid of personality and
it's, you lose the heritage.
What they should have done they should have split it where Johnson was one business unit and then Johnson is the other business.
Yeah.
Unit, you know, so.
Well.
All right. Anyway, emergency pod. This one's for you, Sally. So shout out. Drop us a review. Drop us a note. I need to hear from you on what you thought of the pod.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home and immediately throw out all of my Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. No, you need to put it in the barbecue and light it on fire like sports jerseys or what people flip out about things.
Or the Jack Daniels guy. So. That's another great classic logo, actually, Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Fantastic logo.
Yeah. Didn't they do – they went woke or something and some guy got mad and burned all of his –
I have no idea.
Jack Daniels
I can't keep
stuff.
Up with what everybody's angry about this
everybody's
week.
Angry about
you
it.
You know, did somebody burn all their Jack Daniels? Like, did they pour it all out?
What did they do? They did something and there was some guy who was like, I'm the world's biggest Jack Daniels collector.
Yeah.
Which,
what does that say?
No judgments, but I mean, he, you know, so he's in some YouTube video and he's out in the, I mean, he literally built like a fire and here's my $300 bottle of special reserve that I'm pouring out. Here's my dartboard that I know.
And oh, like,
okay. Anyway.
People got to be angry about something.
People got to be angry. Yeah. We're not angry over here.
We're not angry. But if you're angry, let us know how angry you are by leaving us a review. Where, Mr. Rob?
Well, you can find us on your internet connection at www.mocktheagency.com.
Wow. Full dub.
Yep.
I like it.
World Wide Web, baby.
Yeah.
And or on the socials at Mock the Agency, of course. We're not hard to find.
No.
We're not.
We're out and about. We're everywhere.
Nope.
So, all right.
That's all right. Good.
Thanks,
talk
everybody.
To you next time.
Bye.
Mock the podcast.